No Bluffing Podcast, back in the building. Some things never change. Some things do.
The more things change, the more things stay the same. How that shit go?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I know what has changed. NFL, another rule change for y'all. NFL has officially banned the hip tackle. So how are you going to get people to the ground?
That shit ain't got nothing to do with me.
You be out there tackling niggas.
I mean, I feel like that's a full speed decision. Like, it, people just gonna be getting flagged. Like, if it's a bigger dude, that's the only way you're gonna take him down. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just another thing that's gonna take your money. It's hard to avoid that. Like, I'm saying, it's like a split second decision. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, cause I don't know, bro.
We're about to have to get the flags out pretty soon, bro. Pretty soon it's gonna be flagged.
Yeah, flag football, two-hand touch.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't do nothing, can't hit them high, can't hit them low, can't pull them down. Like, how are you supposed to tackle? If you coming from a certain angle, that's the only way you could take somebody down.
Yeah.
Unless you head on, you're not going to be able to take, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it's over.
If you chasing them down or you coming from a angle, like, from his hip, how else you supposed to take him down?
And they stiff-arming y'all, all types of shit. What you really supposed to do?
Man, look, I think it's soft. It's soft.
They want more points, man.
They do. They said they came out and said the points went down. We need more points, and then so you know that was gonna get passed.
Mm-hmm.
You know that was gonna get passed, man. I think it's soft. I think it's kind of weak.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
My decision don't mean shit. I mean, my opinion don't mean shit.
Right. L'Jarius Sneed, the strap up god.
Yeah, man. He was. I call him the eraser, man. He was out the erasing cats, man.
Yeah, going to Tennessee. KC had the, they ain't had the money for him.
I mean, they could have made some money for him.
Go always find a way in the NFL.
Yeah, but they not paying. I don't think they're paying big bucks to a corner, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Tennessee is, so they got a new head coach, Callahan. I think he came from Cincy.
Yeah.
He came from Cincy, so, I mean, they had a good little winning pedigree. Got a lockdown corner. Got a couple pieces. I think they paid a couple other dudes.
Yeah.
They might be all right, man.
They might be all right. We know one thing. You ain't got to worry. Whoever he covering, you ain't got to worry about them.
Yeah.
He locking that shit down.
That whole side. And that division kind of up for grabs. I mean, Jacksonville.
That division cheese.
Oh, well, Houston. No.
Houston did.
Forgot about Houston. They came out of nowhere. Yeah. We know that. So,
yeah.
But shit, at least they going to compete now. They don't got no Derrick Henry. They got Tony Pollard.
Mm-hmm.
But Snead, I like him. He got like 19 a year, something like that.
I thought he would have got more, to be honest.
He deserved it.
I thought he would have got 100.
I think he got, 76, something like that?
So yeah,
four years, 76. Shit, yeah. That's all right.
I thought he'd have reset the market the way he was playing.
He could have, but, bro, the money not the same no more. They playing.
Because the quarterback's taking it all, bro.
Taking it all. But they don't even have a quarterback. Will Levis.
Well, he on a rookie deal. So they could have.
Three more years.
Yeah. Congrats, though. Congrats on getting that paid.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? If you want my Cash App, let me know. It's all good.
No bullshit. I ain't seen him in L.A. Look, you good, man. Come out. I'll sit at your table.
Yeah, we parlaying with you now. You know what I'm saying?
You talking about?
Shit. If you Odell Beckham, he went to Miami, had a visit with them. They saying it's between Kansas City and Miami. That's what the rumors are. If you Odell Beckham, where you going?
I think I got to fuck with Kansas City. They going to give you a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Miami, they got a good team. You know, they got speed down there, but they got hella receivers. Where he going to fit in?
Waddle, Tyreek Hill.
Where he going to fit in at?
Yeah. I feel like if he go to KC, he going to probably be that number two.
Man, Andy Reid going to use that, man.
Yeah.
And he going to have a chance. You got Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Tua versus Mahomes. I say this all the time. Usually the better quarterback wins these matchups in the playoffs, like late in December, January. Usually the better quarterback wins. Ain't nobody touching Mahomes right now.
Right.
He going to have a chance. You're going to be in the AFC Championship. The rest is on you.
Yeah.
So, I think he really trying to get a combination of both, bro.
Yeah.
He want that dough. He ain't settling for no chump change.
Right.
He want that dough and to compete. You saw that in Baltimore. They gave him that dough, had a chance to compete. I think they could have used him a little bit more.
They should have used him way more, bro.
But you ask me, I go to KC, but Miami is different, though.
That's lifestyle, the thing, too. Yeah. You lifestyle get to live too. In Miami for the year, like.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's tough. I would go with KC, though. Yeah. I would go with KC, man. Yeah. Play with Mahomes. You get a chance to win another bowl.
Right.
Be one of the go-to guys, probably. Their receiving core ain't really.
So.
None.
Say he go. And I'm not saying KC gonna win. This is just, we just talking shit.
I am. Shit, I ain't betting.
Say he go to KC, win another chip. He a surefire Hall of Famer? Cause a lot of people say if it wasn't for that catch, he really ain't nothing. But
man, his first 4 years. Nah, he had his first 4 years.
He had crazy numbers. OD.
But them injuries, man.
He
that,
got Pro Bowls. Do he got all pros? I'm not sure if he got all pros.
I don't know if he got all pros, though.
But
He have a debate, though.
Two rings. And he was huge for the Rams.
Bro, he'd have been Super Bowl MVP if he didn't get hurt, bro.
So, is he going to add to his resume going to Miami?
No. They ain't winning shit. They ain't winning shit so. Down there. I would go to KC. Look, go play with the GOAT, man. Go play with Mahomes, bro.
Yeah.
Don't play yourself.
Yeah, Miami ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, they ain't going nowhere, bro. And they whole D-line just got taken away in fucking free agency. Like, go to KC, bro. Go to KC. What you think about Coach Prime, Deion Sanders? He went out, he went public and said that, definitely. Look, next year, my boys ain't getting drafted by any old body. We willing to pull an Eli Manning. When it comes to Shador and Travis Hunter, if your organization, y'all ain't the right fit, the city ain't the right fit, we ain't coming there, so don't even bother. What do you think about him going out publicly and saying that?
Yeah, Caleb tried to do the same shit. What happened? Take your ass to Chicago. He tried to do that same shit. And then he said they ain't going past four. He said one of them going number one. The other ain't going past four.
So you ain't going
to have it. Ain't much wiggle room.
It ain't no wiggle room, bro.
I mean, unless a team trade up, you think – I mean, that's how strong he feel.
I think Travis Hunter might be the number one pick, bro.
Nah, I think somebody going to need a quarterback. Somebody gonna need a quarterback.
Yeah. Shador probably gonna be number one.
I hope so. Cause I don't know what that class looking like, but
Quinn Ewers, he alright.
He ain't going number one. Shador.
I got Shador, man.
He ain't going number one before him.
Nah, they say him the quarterback was it Carson Beck from Georgia.
Man, Shador, he above all. Unless somebody have like a crazy ass
out of nowhere, Jaden Daniels type year.
Yeah. I think cause Shador showed he could do it this year.
Yeah.
With a shit-ass team.
30 tubs, 3 picks with a shit O-line.
Shit O-line. So, we're going to see this year. But I think he got it in him, bro. He make all the right decisions.
Yeah.
He got the arm. He got his daddy. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But y'all ain't going to be able to, like, pull the Eli. I don't really see that.
Ain't no
one, look, one person might, like, one of y'all might be able to, if Shador is a certified, he, like, Caleb is number one. He might be able to pull something, but two of y'all within the top, no chance. I don't see that going well.
That don't leave much wiggle room, man. You got four shots to get to your preferred destination. Unless somebody trying to just uproot and give up a bunch of picks to trade up and get you, like the situation that you want, I don't see. I think they going to have to just go where they go. Look, you went number one, you went number two, three, four. Like, you just got to go where you go. You a good player. Make the shit happen, bro. But you know Prime going to say that, man. He prime time, man. He going to want to do shit his way. So it'll be interesting to see, man. I'm ready for it.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting time. I hope Shador go number one. I think he's a great player.
If he go number one, oh, my God.
That's crazy if he go number one.
That's crazy, bro. He was at an HBCU.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be fire. That'll be super fire. The NCAA tournament, men and women's been going on. We've been watching all the games. Ain't no stars.
I watched Duke the other day. I actually was entertained. They got a guy that can shoot it. I think his name is Jared McCain.
Oh, yeah. You know what I call him? He be painting his nails. I call him the acrylic killer.
Oh, my God.
The
goodness.
Acrylic killer.
Nah, but he can shoot that bitch, though.
He be lighting up.
Like, he don't care. He black out. He just pull that motherfucker. I like that shit.
Uh-huh.
He got the green light. So, but besides that, man, I ain't really been watching, man.
Man, my men's bracket is all fucked up. I picked Kentucky, man. Rob, y'all niggas lost the first game. Coach Cal, I don't know, bro. Like, it might be time for him to get up out of Kentucky, bro.
Nah,
your
never.
Two best players coming off the bench, like, that's some ego shit to me. Like, I'm the smartest guy in the room shit, man.
So, Dillingham, he going to the league, though, right?
He out of here.
Coming off the bench.
Off the bench.
Where they do that? Since when that happened?
Devin Booker. He did it with Devin Booker.
One and done off the bench is crazy.
Went top 14. I think he went 14 to the Suns.
Yeah, see. But they going to start questioning that.
Yeah, bro. It's like the two dude, him and Reed Shepard, they both lottery picks. They both coming off the bench. Nobody else in your starting five
Who the fuck is starting?
DJ Wagner. He flopped. He need to transfer. Yeah. He might need to go play at JUCO somewhere, bro. Like, I ain't see nothing from him.
Reed, he looked like They call him Austin Reeves Jr.
You know what I'm saying? He had both them coming off the pine. I don't know what Coach Cal was doing. It's been some good games, though. Creighton was playing good ball.
Oh, yeah.
It's been some good games. But I ain't going to lie, bro. Once the women's tournament started, I don't turn on the men's games unless the women shit on commercial, bro. I be watching the women's games is turned up, bro.
But you know what's crazy? I use football a lot. I shouldn't have said that because this free promo.
They got to send some dough.
Yeah, we're going to do free promo. But I use football a lot. The games that be like at the top, it's all women's games.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even go digging for no men's games. I watch whatever be at the front
yeah.
center. And
yeah,
they be some good games. We just watched, shit, three of them, didn't we?
Yeah, USC, Iowa, like Stanford had a hell of a game the other night.
Shorty had
Iowa
41-16.
Balling.
Oh, my God.
Balling. Like, then the Texas played. They got a girl number 35. KD pulled up to the game. They call her little KD. She like 6'4 point guard pulling up. Like, bro, she's nice.
If she ain't go to Texas, they wouldn't be calling her that.
Bruh. She got game, bro. But it's like the females game got stars. I don't know what it is with the males games. The game's been cool to watch, but it's like I don't really be knowing who none of these niggas are no more.
Yeah. Like, so, like you said, man, Paige Buckets, Caitlin, you got LSU. They got star power. Man.
South Carolina.
They got stars, man. Like you said, John Wall at the women's game.
At US right now.
You know what I'm saying? Lincoln Riley, Matt Liner, they had the women's game, man. They posted up. So
yeah. We got Travis Scott flying to Iowa to watch basketball. Like, the women's game is turned up, bro.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
I'm tuning into women's, man.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. I want to see hopefully Iowa win their next game, LSU win their next game. They'll play in the Elite Eight. That'll be a good one.
Who's that?
Iowa versus LSU in the Elite Eight. That'll be fire.
Who you got?
I got Iowa. I got Caitlin the GOAT, Caitlin Curry.
I got Shorty from Baltimore. Look. She said, bye-bye. See y'all later.
Hey, LSU, they be talking so much shit during their games. Yeah. Like, their games be hostile, bro.
Nah, they got a
like, they like that with everybody. I thought it was just a South Carolina game because it's like, you know what I mean? Like, we got to be at y'all because we at the top battling. But they was on that with Middle Tennessee. Like, they be ready to scrap about it.
But that's their edge, bro. Like, that's how they win games because – Middle Tennessee was in. They was hanging.
Yeah.
They was hanging in there, but it just hit a point. The second half hit. They just big boyed them, like, just took over. I was like, oh, my God. I felt bad for them girls,
they
man.
They start locking that shit down.
I felt bad for them girls at Middle Tennessee, man.
Yeah, but NCAA tournament, it's always a good time. A lot of games. It was hopefully the second weekend as good as the first.
Before you go, I got to give a shout-out. Notre Dame got a sneaky good team.
Yeah.
Notre Dame, I've been watching. I watched, I think, two of their games. They got a sneaky good team, man. You need to add them in the mix, what we talking about.
Yeah, Stanford, too.
Yeah, add them in the mix with these big dogs, man. Yeah. So, remember what I said is, usually my predictions on this show.
You was right on the men so far.
I'm right. The NFL season, I forecasted it all. even my shit. I'm like, look, I ain't playing right now, but you know what I'm saying? You want to win, put 40. But we ain't going to get a
then set. You, look,
y'all got to go back. And,
At like week 8 or week 9, he said, we're going to play Detroit in the playoffs. I'm telling you, that's how it's going to be. He called all that shit.
South Carolina going to win it all. That's my prediction. Hopefully, I'm talking shit, so hopefully I'm not wrong. But Notre Dame, sneaky team, man. I see it. I know good ball, man. I see it. But
yeah, we got some beef brewing. I love when the beef get to cooking up. Yeah.
Who got smoked?
It's a little weird why it's going on. Apparently, Drake versus Future and Metro Boomin. It stems from some pillow talking that was going on, apparently. It was some pillow talking going on one of the sides. I don't know. What you think about dudes at that level falling out over legs, though?
Who the hell is that leg? I seen a picture.
Why
she starting all the drama? They say you can find her. They say you can go out and brickle. You can catch her. I go to Crazy Girls and find that.
You can go to Starlets and find. Like, you can go anywhere and find that.
So
what are you doing?
Look, the Kuntnuk must be ridiculous.
Kuntnuk gotta be OD.
Gotta be. If they falling out of they really like saying fighting words over this chick.
Yeah.
If it's about the chick, it gotta be something.
Then you gotta think, bro, these dudes running around on tours, they getting M's together. To fall out over that?
Yeah.
And fuck up the bag?
It's,
for what?
It's 10 of her at one spot. You can find that at Booby Trap.
Facts.
You can find that at Booby Trap. And I ain't no disrespect to the young lady, because I don't know her. She might be a good girl. You know what I'm saying? She might, gotta be crazy. But
gotta be
stupid. She might be a good girl, but I don't get it.
I don't get it, bro.
But to me, I like it. I think it's good for music. I think everybody tuned in. I think some of the, it's a lot of.
Kendrick came outside. Kendrick is outside.
That's what I'm saying. It's like some
Kendrick
real.
Kendrick is outside.
It's some real lines. It's some real lyrics dropping these last couple days.
See, man, I just want the beef. See, I done seen them like throw these jabs. I want the beef to pop. I want them to actually fuck all the other shit, the subliminal disses here and there. Where we diss each other and then don't say nothing for a couple years.
That nigga Drake a bitch. That's what you want?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
Nah, you ain't.
But I'm telling you, Kendrick, tread lightly. Don't play with GOAT. Like, bruh, all right.
No. Lyrically, I feel like Kendrick, he's in a class of his own.
He come outside once every 5 years. Whatever. But
Drake is too, bruh. Like,
bruh, then you playing with J. Cole like that too? Like, bruh, don't play with, like, all right.
He don't play fair. Like, it's, he done had a few squabbles in his music shit. A lot of niggas done went at him. And I think he came out on top.
Yeah.
Freak Mill, they had a little, didn't they have a little?
Yeah, they had one. Yeah, they, you know what I'm saying? He got him out of here.
He got him out of here.
Only one that got Drake was Pusha, but that's because Pusha did some other shit, yo.
he not even a rapper to me. He just like a damn, I don't know.
He did some other shit, though. That shit, yo, Pusha went crazy. Yeah. But I don't know. I'm here for it. I want to see the lyrical warfare. I don't want to see no violence, but I want lyrical warfare.
You got it.
Look, Drake, it's time to fuck all that. It's time to lock in. No more what Drewski say? No more skits. Bend the Don, sit your ass out on this one. No more twerking and Turks with had it legs twerking and Turks. It's time to get to it. Lock in the booth and let's get to work. Man, let's get to work.
You got it. You asked for it. You gonna get it. I don't think nobody backing out of this shit. I think it's up. I think it's.
You know what? I think tip the cup over for Kendrick Lamar's win. When J. Cole said the Spider-Man meme is just me looking at Drake. Like, we the only two at the top. Kendrick's like, y'all got me fucked up. Yeah. Y'all got me fucked up. I ain't going for that.
Look, lyrically, Kendrick is a different dude.
But J. Cole get crazy,
but
though.
But Drake got all of the shit combined. He do, like.
See, Drake will make a, see, the
he
difference
been selling
is.
Out show. It seemed like he been on tour for a year.
See, the difference is, bro, Drake will diss you, and that shit will be a club banger. Yo, that Meek Mill diss, that shit was a club banger.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, you can't escape that.
Yeah.
But he gonna have to come to play. You got to come to play.
Man.
Got to come to play for
I'm
this
here
one.
For it.
We seen, look, bro, this shit touchy, bro. I don't know. I don't know where Diddy Jack going. I don't know where the fuck he going. I don't know where he is. I don't know. They said it's a black private plane. The shit flew from round our way. Oh, and then, and now that they say that shit going to like fucking Cape Verde somewhere. I don't know where the fuck did he going. I don't know what's going on. The feds is raiding the cribs. The kids is in cup. I don't know what's going on,
bro. Yeah, man. Well, shit, if you going Cape Verde, them Cape Verdeans, that's a good place to go.
That nigga said, y'all got me fucked up. Y'all ain't locking me up. I got money in these offshore accounts.
That's a good place to set up shop, though. That's a great place to set up shop, man. Shout out to them Cape Verdeans out there. I went to school in Boston. It's a boatload of them. Because, look, it's right off the coast of Africa. It's right off the west coast of Africa. That's the first land you're going to hit. And I think U.S., they ain't got no jurisdiction over there. So whatever they accusing them for, he did that shit.
Yeah, that nigga got
guilty
the fuck out of here. That nigga got the fuck out of here,
bro. Guilty as
fuck. I ain't want to say nothing. Like, I was like, I'm the type, like, look, I'm going
to
let it play out.
And
the
Senate approved
that shit is suspicious, my dude. You got the fuck out of here the day they showed up. Well, hold on. Talking about what the fuck took y'all niggas so long, too?
I think somebody ratting. They said, well, I don't want to get my words mixed up on here. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just the middleman.
Yeah, look, we just here.
Yeah, I heard Cassie lawyers and them, they got involved in some shit. She might have gave up everything.
Damn.
I don't know. They had the sons in cuffs. You think they gonna have to take the fall or something? I don't think they can.
But how do that work? Can they lock hold them until he come back? Like, look, he gotta come back if y'all gonna be free.
Man, look.
What happened to the funds too? Like, his funds gotta be frozen. So how they sustain their lives? Cause we know they living off their daddy.
I don't think they got nothing yet though. I mean, that's why they raid. They raid you to find some shit. I mean, they could have like a warrant or, you know, be suspicious.
He got to have some cash stashes put up for them or something.
They got their own cash, though, really.
Man, them niggas ain't get no paper.
Why not?
Already,
he probably put everything in their name or everything in somebody else's name. But I don't think they can freeze your shit unless they got concrete. But shit, by that time, that motherfucker gone.
He gone.
He gone.
Damn, bro. Yo, he got out the day they pulled up.
And they tracked plane. How they tracked the plane?
Bruh.
I mean, I guess you got to know what's flying in the air. Like, they got.
I'm going to be real with y'all, man. Like, this shit fucked up, bro. Because that's a selfish ass reason. I ain't going to lie, bro. I went to the few of the Halloween parties. Them shits was fucking lit.
You're sick.
I'm being real.
You're sick.
I ain't thought, man, it was.
You're sick. You're sick.
So. It was, first of all, for the Halloween party, you know, Jerm, it'd be 1,000 niggas outside.
Don't bring Jerm in this shit. What you was doing at that party?
Trying to get on some legs.
Nah, yo, okay.
Yeah,
hairy
okay.
Legs.
Hey, we might have to cut that. I don't need them niggas coming to try and kill. Yeah. I don't know shit.
They implicating you.
I don't know shit.
Nah, don't edit that shit
out. I snuck in. I don't even know shit. Y'all got me fucked up.
but seriously, though. They say, like, sex trafficking? Like,
bro, sex trafficking is crazy.
Well, he had, like, a cult. Like, he was, like, selling bodies or something? Like,
what that nigga R. Kelly say? Hog tied. I don't know hog tied people. Yo. Oh, shit. Nah, that ain't funny, though. But, like, damn, bro.
It's a crazy situation.
But it's like, bro, why would you, like, you Diddy. You don't need to do none of this shit.
That's power. Like, you, that. People that have power, that they feed off that shit. Like, I can do whatever the fuck I want to. Man. Like, that shit boosts them up. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know the guy, but I'm just speaking in general. So, probably got himself in too deep, bro. One thing led to another.
He became an addict to that shit, probably.
One thing led to another. Oh, shit. I'm fucked up. I got to get the fuck out of here. So, hopefully it work out, man, because I don't know.
And that nigga got the fuck out of Dodge. That nigga said, y'all, I done made way too much pay for to go sit in a cell. Y'all got me fucked up. Yeah. I'm going to this offshore account.
And never coming back.
Hey, 50 Cent is hell, boy. That nigga don't waste no time. Yo, he on Instagram going crazy, man.
Of course
man.
He is.
Yo, 50 is hell, man.
Of course.
I don't know, man. I don't think. Yeah, I want to see what's going to happen with the little ones, though.
That's all right, man. That's they got dough. They, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, he had to put that shit to the side for them. But that's what it is, man. We appreciate y'all tuning in this episode of No Bluffing Podcast. Like, comment, subscribe, share the channel. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Peace.